ABC News.
Andrew Kalupas with the latest. American President Joe Biden has vowed to continue the fight to protect women's rights to seek abortion a day after the US Supreme Court struck down their constitutional protection to have a termination. Protests have been held around America after the court overturned the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade ruling allowing abortion. Many Republican states have already instituted laws banning terminations, but Mr. Biden says his administration will ensure those states don't go too far. Police in Norway say they believe the suspect being held over a shooting rampage in a gay bar in nearby streets in the capital Oslo was a radicalised Islamist. A 42-year-old Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin has been arrested after two people died and 19 others were injured in the shooting. It occurred on the eve of the Oslo Pride March, which organisers have now cancelled. The Norwegian Prime Minister says it's a tragic day for the city and his country. Ukrainian authorities are assessing the damage from a massive missile barrage launched by Russia and Belarus. Dozens of missiles targeted installations in Ukraine's north and west, including a military facility near the Polish border. Some missiles were shot down, but others hit their targets. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are now trying to blockade the eastern city of Lysychansk after their relentless assault forced Ukrainian troops to withdraw from the nearby city of Severodonetsk. The New South Wales Premier's office has appointed an independent expert to lead the probe into former Deputy Premier John Barilaro. Former New South Wales Public Service Commissioner Graham Head is set to lead an inquiry into John Barilaro's appointment as the state's Trade Commissioner to the United States. Controversy surrounding how the former Deputy Premier got the role was sparked after internal emails revealed the recruitment rules changed days before he quit politics last year. This is despite the previous round of recruitment finding two other candidates met or exceeded criteria. ABC News.